Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Chris Loffrey. Lori Walsh is off today. Reducing campaign finance limits was a main part to a voter-approved ethics reform package that got repealed during the last state legislative session. Contribution limits were returned to the caps that existed before the last election. As a concession, lawmakers set up a summer study group to take a look at campaign finance limits and come up with possible legislation to consider next session. SDPB's Lee Strubinger joins us from Rapid City to tell us more about what direction future campaign finance in the state may look like. Lee, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me.
We should probably start, Lee, today by giving us a refresher as to how we got to this point and really what we're looking at.
Yeah, absolutely. So after initiated Measure 22 was passed, a group of Republican lawmakers challenged the reform package in court, and their Circuit Court Judge Mark Barnett enjoined the measure due to constitutional concerns, and enjoining something, you know, especially in the courts, means putting something on pause. That law got put on pause, basically. And shortly thereafter, Republican lawmakers repealed the law in January once they convened for session. One of the major components to initiative Measure 22 was lowering the amount of money that individuals, campaign, political action committees, parties, and candidates can give to various other political campaigns or entities, parties, etc., per calendar year. So after IM22 got repealed, lawmakers had to reestablish some campaign finance limits. So they went with the limits that were there before the voters passed IM22. Lawmakers, they promised to replace the measure, but at least with campaign finance limits, they couldn't really agree on what those proper limits would be or what to put in place. They said their time in peer during session wasn't really long enough to debate those limits or those caps. So they established this summer study to take a closer look at what those right limits might be.
So then how did IM22 reduce contribution limits?
Well, it reduced it in a number of ways. Two examples that I think kind of show how it reduced is under the state campaign finance laws, you know, you and I are considered individuals. Mm-hmm. So if you or I wanted to donate money to one of the state political parties, either Democrats or Republicans or even Libertarians, under IM22, you or I could really only donate up to $5,000 a year. I say only. Before and after IM22, it was $10,000. Mm. So right now, you and I can donate up to $10,000 per year to any party. Now, let's say I was a candidate running for the state legislature, and I also wanted to donate to I wanted to donate some of my politically fundraised cash to, like, the governor's race. Under IM22, that was also capped at $5,000, but before and now, it's unlimited as to how much you or I could donate if we were running for office.
I'm curious, Lee, what are other states doing when it comes to campaign contribution limits?
So in three of South Dakota's six neighbors, there are no limits as to what individuals can contribute to candidates. So you or I, we could donate as much money as we wanted. In Nebraska, there are no contribution limits at all for, you know, if a party wanted to donate to a candidate, if a candidate wanted to donate to a candidate, if a political action committee wanted to donate. So there are no contribution limits in Nebraska. And this government accountability task force that's looking at these campaign finance limits, they really wanted to get a national perspective on what a lot of these other states were doing in regards to these caps on contributions. So they brought in Wendy Underhill, who's with the National Conference of State Legislatures, and she's the director of the elections team there. And she says when it comes to campaign finance regulation in state legislatures, there are kind of three main components to what state legislatures are sort of writing laws about. Two of those are what could be in play here with the task force. One of those are disclosure requirements. So basically setting the rules for if you get X number of dollars, you have to say, you know, who gave you that money, how much it was, those sorts of things. And then there are also contribution limits. The third one is kind of the public financing of elections that some states are kind of kicking around. And that was also a part of IM22, and that got repealed. It was not really a part of the replace discussion during last session.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about disclosure. Recall, if you will, a bill that the Secretary of State brought for lawmakers to consider last session, which was to kind of clean up state statute regarding who needs to file what and when. Underhill, with the National Conference of State Legislatures, she says that's a lot of what's getting passed in other states. What lawmakers did with Secretary Chantel Krebs's bill was return those campaign finance limits to their original levels after IM22 was repealed. Krebs's bill also gives unions and corporations the ability to donate directly to campaigns, and before that wasn't really allowed. Krebs says that that will kind of allow for more transparency in knowing who or what donates to who.
So then what about caps on contribution limits?
Here's where it gets kind of tricky for the task force. Their goal is to look closely at what contribution cap levels are high enough for a candidate to run a campaign, but low enough to prevent undue influence. Many task force members say they want to honor the will of the voters who ultimately voted for lower contribution limits. However, Wendy Underhill says there's been a trend of raising the caps on contribution limits rather than lowering them.
Contribution limits are contribution limits to campaigns. And if you have independent expenditures and other money that's, people might call it soft money or dark money, that is outside of the limits of campaigns, then you could wonder why limit the campaigns to $1,000 or $2,000 when there's all this other money out there.
So what she's talking about are super PACs, which are those new political action committees that are allowed to form following the Citizens United case that the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on, I believe in 2010. So they can take in unlimited amounts of cash and they can run like TV ads that have like a certain message for one candidate or one issue to another. The only catch is that they have to operate independent of any established campaign. So Underhill is saying that money in politics is still there, regardless of any caps on campaign contributions.
If you take the phrase money in politics, that's this broad, campaigns is this broad, and if the money is being spent just outside of it, then you might as well make the limits wider, would be what proponents of increased limits might offer.
So obviously with radio, we can't really see her hands, but essentially she's saying that proponents of raising the caps on political money for campaigns argue that, you know, caps aren't really going to keep money out of politics. It's just going to keep money out of their campaign coffers.
So then, Lee, what kind of legislation are lawmakers considering?
There are several different ideas floating around. So let's keep in mind, this is an 11-member task force with 4 Republicans and 4 Democrats. So it's even there. And then on top of that, there's one representative from the governor's office, one from the Secretary of State's office, and one from the Attorney General's office. Governor Dennis Dugard's chief of staff, Tony Venhuizen, he's on this task force. He brought forth some legislation to further clean up that state statute on who should file what and when at what time and at what amounts that we were talking about, the Senate Bill 54. Mm-hmm. And then Senator Craig Kennedy, he's a Democrat on the task force, and he agrees that the more statutes are clarified, the better. But he says that's not why the group is here. Kennedy says that the committee needs to consider the caps that were created by IM22.
The provisions of campaign finance contained in IM22 were not part of what Judge Barnett found objectionable from a constitutional perspective. It would be on the lower end of what other states do, but certainly not as low as Colorado, and Colorado hasn't been constitutionally challenged.
Colorado, for example, according to Wendy Underhill, has like a $400 cap on contributions to candidates. And so, like Kennedy said, hasn't been charged or challenged, I guess, on constitutional grounds yet. There are other factions of the task force who are concerned that lowering the amounts any further or by too much will kind of discourage people from running for office. Republican Senator Jordan Youngberg is the chair of this task force, and he says that's one of his concerns.
You know, I decided I wanted to run for office, and without the money, it's not happening. And I think you would, I think by adjusting these limits, anything less, we're going to take out the normal person that wants to be an elected official, which is what the legislative branch is supposed to be.
So then finally, Lee, what comes next?
Well, this task force is going to be taking public testimony in both Rapid City and Sioux Falls on the evening of September 11th. And then after that, after they take in all that public testimony, they're going to convene in Pierr on October 16th to discuss some possible legislation.
SDPB's Lee Strubinger joining us today. Thanks as always, Lee.
Thanks, Chris.